And the one that argued on him, the second one, was the Avdezin at that time. Those were two highest positions there were. The first one was the Nasi, the Melech. When they had a Melech, he was called the Melech. When they didn't have a Melech, he's called the Nasi. And the next one is the Avdezin. The first one that they say in each door, he was the Nasi. And the second one was the Avdezin. You turn around, the price says like this. Shloisha mizugos harishonim sh'amru shlo lismich. From the first three machlokesim, the three that say the first shita, not to make a smich on Yom Tov, u'shnayim mizugos achronim, and two from the last zugs, sh'amru lismich, that says you could make a smich, it's like this. Harishonim hayush nisiyim. The first one was a nasi in Klal Yisrael. U'shniyim lem avdezdin. And the second one was the avdezdin. This is Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. The Chacham say Yehuda ben Taboy Avdezdin. No, Yehuda ben Taboy, he was the Avdezdin. The Shimon ben Shartach Nasi, he was the Nasi. Because even though it says Yehuda ben Taboy first, so according to the first man, the Yomer, he should have been the Nasi. He's arguing, saying, no, we have Yehuda ben Taboy Yomish Lismach, Shimon ben Shartach Lismach. So the way we have it, really, according to the first man, the Yomer, Yehuda ben Taboy was the Nasi. And that's what he's arguing, saying, no, Yehuda ben Taboy was not the Nasi, he was only the Avdezdin. That's what Rameh says. Chum say Yehuda ben Taboy was the Avdezdin, and Shimon ben Shartach, he was the Nasi. So where it says, Man Tan, who's the Tan, will hold the Tan Rabbanon. This time we're on to the Braisa. The Braisa says like this. So again, it's a Shiloh, who was greater, Shimon ben Shartach or Yehuda ben Taboy? That's the Machlokes Rameh and Chachamim. Which one was the Nasi and which one was the Avdezin? So now who's this Tana holds like this? The Tana Rabbanin. Omer Reb Yudha ben Taboy. Reb Yudha ben Taboy is said like this. Erev in Achama, like I should see in Achama, im lo harakti yeh zoymam, lo haitzi melibim shal tzadukim. That what I did is, I had an eid zoymam killed, just to prove, not like the tzadukim used to say. Shayuaimim, the tzadukim, the Rishayim used to say, Ein Eidim Zaymimim Nehorgin Achi Horeg Hanidim. Eidim Zaymimim is the case is that two Eidim first come and say, we saw the way Shimon killed somebody. And then another two Eidim come and say, how could you say that Sunday morning you saw Shimon killing somebody in L.A.? Sunday morning you were with us in San Francisco. That's called Eidim Zaymimim. So they make the first Eidim as liars, and the din is, what the first Eidim wanted to do, we do back to them. So since they wanted to have Reuven killed, they said Eidim said Reuven killed somebody else. So Lachar is now we kill back the Eidim. So the Tzedukim used to say, when do we kill the Eidim? Only if Reuven was killed. Whereas the Eidim was that Reuven killed somebody. So they used to say that if Bezdin passed and said Reuven is Machayev Nisa, and Bezdin killed Reuven, and now we find out that the Eidim were false, were Eidim Zayimim, now we killed the Eidim Zayimim. But let's say that first they said, true, Reuven killed somebody. But before Bezdin really killed Reuven, they came out to find out his Eidim. So, the Tzedukim used to say, we don't kill the Eidim. And we know the Lachar is just the opposite. The Lachar is not like that. The Lachar is Kasher Zoman, but like Kasher Rasar. You only kill the Eidim before Bezdin killed the people. But if Bezdin already killed, that's a question already. That's called Kasher Zoman, but like Kasher Rasar. So Mel Yudah ben Taboy once had an Eid Zoman, one Eid killed, just to prove, not like the Tzedukim. So Rashi says, Eid Zoman. The case also, we'll soon see he did something wrong here. Because the two Eidim have to say Reuven killed somebody. Now what happened was, only one Eid was found to be false. Not the other one. They only made a Huzam on one Eid. Another two pair of Eidim came and said to one of these two Eidim, how could you say Sunday morning you saw them kill? Sunday morning you were with us someplace else? So in this case, where only one aid is a Zoymim, Yehuda ben Taboy had him killed. And we'll soon see really he did wrong. Because the Lachar is you can only kill the Eidim if both of them are Eidim Zoymim. You have to have both. But if only one is Eid Zoymim, you don't kill them. But so far, Yehuda ben Taboy had this one aid killed, even though Reuven was not killed yet. To show the Tzedukim they were wrong. The Gemara says, they used to say, you only get killed if he's killed. But before Reuven is killed, we don't kill the Eidim Zoymim. Rashi says here, ויחד כך הוזמו, שהידור שנפש בנך ושומע בידם זוימים. אומרו לו בחכומים, ולא כבר נאמנו פלוס די אפסית, כאשר זו ממלאסס ליוחיב, ועדיין נוחב קיים, just the opposite. הידם זוימים is what you want to do. ולא מנאמו נפש בנפש, שנהוגים עד שיגמר הדין, של נידן קודם שוזמו. That you only get killed if they paskin lois that Reuven is mechayiv misa. So two Eidim said that Reuven killed. And Bezdin paskin lois already Reuven's chayiv misa. Before Bezdin kills Reuven, now if we find out these first two Eidim was zoymimim, that's the lacha we killed the two Eidim. And we don't have to wait until Reuven was killed. Because if Reuven was killed, then just the opposite, we say kasha zomam, veloi kasha rosa. So the kids, Yudin and Taboy had this eight. Yes, what happened after this was, Omar, Omar loy Shimon ben Shotach, Era ben Nechama, just the opposite, you have to have a Nechama now, im loy Shafach to dam noki, you had somebody killed for no purpose, you had a clean person killed. Shirayom Ruchachom Nechom say, Ein Eidim Zoymimim Nehorgin Achi Yizumu Shneim. The law is, when two Eidim said that Reuven killed somebody, we only have these two Eidim killed if both of them were found to be Eidim Zoymimim. But if we only found one of the pair, one of the Eidim to be Zoymimim, we don't kill him. So the Kashi Yehuda ben Taboy, how did you have that one Eid killed? You did the wrong thing. Vaita V'yein Loikin Achi Yizumu Shneim. In the case where the two Eidim wanted to have the other person get Malkus, so then it's Kasha Zom, and we give you Malkus instead. Again, it's only when both Eidim were found to be Zaymimim. But if only one was Zaymim, we don't give a Malkus. And the same thing, V'yei Mishalmim Mominachi Zaymushneim, where the two Eidim said that Reuven owes $200, and they lied. Later we make them pay $200, but only if both of them were found to be Zaymimim. If only one was, we don't make them pay money. So the kids said, the Maisa was, Yudib and Taboy had somebody killed for nothing, for no purpose. So the Maisa was, Miyad Kibbul Alav Yudib and Taboy. Right away he accepted upon himself Yudib and Taboy, Sheina Moira Haloch Elav Efneshim Metchotach. He's not going to paskin anymore, do any more Loch Lamaises, unless it's in front of Shimon Metchotach. Like here, Shimon Metchotach showed him that he did something wrong. So he made up now, like a tshuva, he's not going to paskin anymore, only in front of Shimon Metchotach. So, Kol Yomo Shayudib and Taboy, Hoye Mishtatech Al Kivro Shloy Shahorik. And the rest of his life, Yudib and Taboy felt very bad that he had this person killed for no reason. So he used to go and lie on top of his kever, on top of his grave. V'yakurlo nishma, and a curl came out. People used to hear a curl. Kisvurim omloima shakurlo shahorogu. People used to think it's that person that's screaming. And omlohem, he said back to them, no, koilihu, it's my curl. Teida, Yudib and Taboy said, I'll prove it to you that it's my curl. Shalomacher hu meis, nishma. Like when I'm going to die soon, you'll see, after I die, you'll see there won't be any more kindness there. So it was me, not him. Like he felt bad, he was crying for him. Yeah. So what's the God do with us now? So, Oma le Ravacha braid the robe of Ravashi, Vidilma, for you say, I say. This is part of the Maisa. So, the Tater proof is that what? That it wasn't the person that was screaming, because after Yudib and Taboy died, then the screaming stopped. So it's not sure was Yudib and Taboy that was screaming. So Gemara says, no, what's that proof? Omalei Ravacha, Bred, Rav Ravashi, Vidilma, for Yusuf I say, maybe the person, the Hurig, was Mephias, like he was Michael Yudib and Taboy. He was screaming the whole time. And now it came a time when he was Michael, maybe that's why he stopped. But maybe the curl was that person, and not Yudib and Taboy. Oy Bedina Tavoy Minei. Or maybe they took him to din now. Just now that he died, now Yudib and Taboy died, he stopped screaming. Because now that he came upstairs to Shemayim, he figured they'll ban him upstairs. So that's why he stopped crying. So it's no proof. It could be really it was that person's voice the whole time. Yeah. So Mor says now. So, Mani, who does this price go like? Iyarmit Bishleim Rabbi Meir. If it goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, Rabbi Meir was the one that said that Yehuda ben Taboi was the Nasi. The one that says first is the Nasi. So first the Mishnah says, Yehuda ben Taboi. So according to Ramei it's good. Yehuda ben Taboi was the Nasi. That's why at first he paskin by himself. And Yehuda ben Taboi Nasi. That's why it was clear at the beginning, the Meister was first, that Yehuda ben Tavoi paskin the Shalom by himself. He made a mistake, but I call upon him, he paskin first by himself, because he was the Nasi. The Nasi is greater than the Yav Bezdin. He has a right to paskin in front of the Yav Bezdin. Eli Yamrit Rabbonim, if you want to say the way the Rabbonim says. The Rabbanan said no. The Rabbanan said that Yehuda ben Tavoi was second. He was the Yav Bezdin. And Shimon ben Shotach was the Nasi. He was the Melech-like. So if so, the Yamru, Yehuda ben Tavoi, Yav Bezdin. And Shimon ben Shotach was a Nasi. If so, Yav Bezdin, if they Nasi, Mimoira. Is the Yav Bezdin a lot of Paskin in front of the Nasi? The Nasi is greater than him. He's like the president. He's the chief. He's the head. So you can't Paskin in front of him. So how was he allowed to Paskin? And the Gemara, Loi, Mi Mayra Locha, Loi, my kibble of the comma, let's the rufe be ape. It's the rufe name, let me stir a fina. Russell's law, maybe it's not proof. My kibble of that, at the beginning, my kibble of the comma, it's the rufe, the afilo, it's the rufe name, let me stir a fina. That what, that at the beginning, he only did it together. That's the pshat. There's really, it could be that Yehuda ben Tavoi was only an Av Bezdin. And the pshat was the beginning, they did it together. And at the end he was Makar, believe me together, I won't do it. Rashi says. On my kibble, Rashi, lav diad hash tohoira. Not the pshat is up until now, Yehuda ben Tavoi paskin by himself. The vada lohoira befonav, miyomav. Because avada could be like Rabbanan Shittam, that Shimon ben Shattuch was the Nasi. So Yehuda ben Tavoi was not allowed to paskin in front of him. The pshat was Shimon wasn't around. That's why he paskin then. The true, when the Nasi is there, the Yav Bezdin can't paskin. But when the Yav Bezdin is not there, then he won't paskin. And when he was makabel was, let's remember, leisher b'din ella b'hadi Shimon. What he was makabel upon himself later was that even though the Yav Bezdin has a right to paskin when the Nasi is not there, but he accepted upon himself, now even that much he won't do. On the tzar, when the Nasi, when Shimon Machata goes away, I won't paskin myself. I'll always only paskin in front of him. So now there's no proof in this Meister which one is right. So that's what Machloek is, if Yehuda ben Tavoi was the Nasi, or Shimon Machata was the Nasi. Then the Mishnah says, Yotze Menachem Nichne Shammai. Menachem went out, and Shammai took over his place. As Menachem was the Yav Bezdin, he went out, and then Shammai took over his place. Fred Gemara Lehechen Yotze, where did Menachem go to? So Abaye Roma Yotzla Tabas Ru. He came in Russia. He did bad things. He did Averis. Rav Roma Yotzla Avoides HaMelech. He was given over to the king. He had to do work for the king. So he lost his position. He wasn't the Yav Bezdin anymore. He was occupied by the king. Tanya Nami Yochanan like this also. Yotzla Menachem Avoides HaMelech. The Yotzla Imoi Shmoinim Zugois Talmidim. He Menachem went to work by the king. First he had to take care of matters there. And it went with him, V'yotzimoy shmoinim zugois tamidim, 80 pairs of tamidim, levushim sirukim. So wearing nice clothing, Rashi, lovush bigde malchus, wearing fancy malchus nickel clothing. Omarab shomim barab, omarab yechnan, liyoylom alte shvus kalabenecha. Something that the Rabbonin said not to do with a shvus, it's awesome the Rabbonin, don't let it be so easy in your eyes. Why? Sharei smicha, einu elamishim shvus. After we had a whole machloikis in the Mishnah, the first machloikis in the Klai Yisrael, so many Tanoim argued about it. What's so machloikis? Could you make a smicha or not? That's only a shavus. To do it on Yom Tov, there's nothing wrong with your eyes, sir. You're just putting your hands and your body on top of the animal. There's no issim in the eyes. It's only an issim in the Rabbonin, Mishum shavus. And still you see, you have such a big machloikis. So you have to take it seriously, shavusim. Trash any other Mishum shavus. There's not an animal Mishum shavus. But you're not Bilon, Blarech, and Gabi Vahema. It's not worse than running an animal. The deister is because you're using the animal. Here also, you're putting all your weight on top of the animal. That's a shvus. We have such a big machlokes in the Mishnah. Mor says pshita. Mor says shvus mitzvah. It's tzrichle. It's even a shalom about a shvus the mitzvah. Trashi nami tanina b'mastisin. Umay yashmina Rabbi Yechonin. And what's Rabbi Yechonin's chiddush? Even a shvus of a mitzvah we learned. Zemar honami pshita shvus mitzvah istrichlei honami pshita liafuk miman diyoma besmicha gufa pligi. Like what's he teaching us? that the chiddush of a shvus of a mitzvah pshita. The Mishnah is talking about a shvus of a mitzvah. So Mara says the chiddush was lafuki from the man the yama pesmicha gufa pligi. Some learn that the machlokes in the Mishnah is the chlal, does the shalmei chagiga carbon chayva need smicha altogether or not? That some learn only a shlamim of an adava needs smicha. Mashenkin a shalmei chagiga chayva doesn't need smicha. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Rashi says, "Lafuki man diyam masech tebeya that the smicha atzma pligi or man diyam salam mishum shvus." Like, don't say the reason the Mishnah says the sauce because it's a shvus. Ela mishum the svirle the shalmei chayva loyboy smicha. They hold something you have to bring the carbon. There's no chiv to make a smicha. And then if you do it, it's an aver. You can't do an aver. You're not supposed to do. They hold the chiksiv the somach. That's what the pasuk says the somach to make a smicha. The shalmei nedavik siv. The chayvim in a double leg amrina. That's one man the yama. Kamash one here Rabbi Yechon at the time of Mishum Shvusu. Or smicha slayer la mitzvah. That avad of the pshat is that he's teaching us that the smicha to do is a mitzvah to do it. And the machlokes in the Mishnah is, even though b'choyel you have to do it, but on Yom Tov the shaila is, can you do a shvus on Yom Tov or not? Kamash one mishvusu to the pligi. Omar Rami bar Choma. Shemamina smicha v'kol koicha binan. So what is the mitzvah smicha? It means you have to put your two hands and your whole weight of your body on top of the animal. This akodayatik. Because if you're going to think, loy bina mekol koichoy, you don't have to put your whole weight. You just have to put your two hands lightly on top of the animal. My kovid, lismach, what are you doing wrong? It's not even a shvus. You're not being mishtamish. Mashma, just to touch the animal is nothing wrong. You're allowed to touch muksa. It's only to put your weight on top of it. But just to touch it would be mutter. Rashi Shmamina, Midyukur Rabbi Yechon, the time of Mishum Shvus, Smicha, the Kotchim Chokoycha Binan, you have to put all your weight on it. Vevilei Mishtam Shabalachayim, it's considered like you're using the Balachayim. Because if not, it's nothing, there's no Issa, it's not even a Shvus. The more Meisve, Avakasha. Dabro B'nei Yisrael V'somach, B'nei Yisrael Soimchim, V'yem B'nei Yisrael Soimchim. That only by a man has a Mitzvah Smicha, and not a Nisha spot of a Mitzvah Smicha. Rashi, Abba b'nei Yisrael, Odom kiyakri mikem korban Hashem, Hoksiv u'inyon ha'besamach. So mashmoni an ish, and not an isha. We have Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel, Oymrim, b'nei Yisrael, samchis v'shus. If they want to, they're allowed to. Omer Rabbi Yisrael, Sachli Abra Loza. Avloza told me once that pa machas hoyelonu egol shalziv cheshlamin. He once had an egol of a korban shlamin. We have inu liyezras noshim, they brought to Yezras noshim, for some chawal of noshim, and the noshim made a smicha on it. Loy mechnesha smicha benoshim, not because smicha is benoshim, and like their last is nachas ruach benoshim, that they want to do nachas ruach. So, vi sakodaitach, smicha bekol koiche binon, mishum nachas ruach benoshim, avdinam avoyde bekotchim. Like if you're telling me now that really you're not supposed to do it, just to give nachas ruach to the noshim, to show the noshim they're allowed to do it, we made an avoida by kochim. If you're not allowed to do the avoida, if you're not supposed to do it, you don't do the avoida. So if smicha is b'chol koichoin, it's called like an avoida. So how could you do an avoida b'kochim? And the last shmamin isn't the proof here that loy bin a kol koichoin, that you don't have to put all your weight on top of the smicha. So then the smicha, just putting hands on top of it, that's not an avoida even. So therefore, if noshim want to, they could do it. That's not called an avoida. Tomorrow says, no, here's no raya. Really, I'll tell you, smicha is called an avoida, and you have to have all your weight. Here, the mice was the noshim, they didn't put all the weight on it. They just put the hands on top of it. So the pshat is they did not do an avoida. That's why they were able to do it. Typically, the ain't smicha klal. Not the pshat that they're allowed to do the smicha, but they didn't do anything. If you say smicha is b'kol koichai, and they didn't do b'kol koichai, they didn't do anything. Amravami, chodah v'yoyt komet, saying one and another thing. Chodah the less smicha klal. One thing is what this isha did by just putting a hand on top of the animal meant nothing. That wasn't even a smicha. V'yoyt, even if they were doing a smicha, could they last as nachas ruach l'noshim? They were allowed to do it, like to give nachas ruach to noshim, like they said that noshim samchas b'shus. If they want to, they were allowed to do it. Amra papa shma minot stodin asurin. Now that we say can be mishtamish with the bal chai, even from the sides, you can't do it either. These sakodaitis stodin mutorim, lismach l'tzdodin. El la shma minot stodin asurin. And really the gerusha should be like the Bach says.
to what the Gemara says, Isakadaitiv Sodimutorin, if you want to tell me the Isis Shavus, not to work with an animal on the sides of the animal, it's mutar, is Lismach Arosha, the Bach is Gersh. Nismach Arosh, says, let's make the smicha the regular way on top of the head. Is the head of the animal is also called like Tzadim. El Alav Shramino, like Rashi, in Rashi also said like that. Rashi says, the Rosh Habhema Kitzdodim Dami. The head of the animal that's not the main part of the animal, that's also on it like the Tzadim, the size of the animal. El Alav Shramino, Tzadim Asurin, it's a Raya that it's also to be Mishtamach to the Balchai, even on the sides of the animal, the Tzadim is also awesome.